rings, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has finally recovered from the measles and is no longer quarantined in the Johnson home 4 miles outside of town. He and his wife, Elizabeth, have returned home from their intended trip to Texas, which ended sadly at the Johnson farm. As we look in the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library answering the telephone. Listen.
All right, bucket of lard and what else? Or, let's see now, altogether that'll be about 60 points. Mom? Oh, yes, Mom, the stamps are good clean up to Q, I believe. Yes, Mom. Oh, sure, that'll be delivered today. Abner will be back this morning. Yeah, him and Elizabeth got home Saturday night. Oh, yeah, he's all over the measles now, so you don't have to worry. He's feeling fine again. All right, then, Miss Pomeroy.
Hey, good morning, Ron.
Much obliged, Miss Pomeroy. Call again. Goodbye. Oh, morning, Squire. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, I guess, huh? Pretty good. I dropped in to see Abner. Hasn't he come down to the store yet this morning?
No, I don't know why he's late. He ought to have been here 20 minutes ago.
He is not still sick, is he, Long?
No, he's feeling fine.
Well, good, good.
They got home Saturday night.
Yes, that's what I heard. I didn't see him at church Sunday morning, no, and I'm just wondering if there's anything wrong.
No, nothing that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I ain't hardly saw him myself. I had to spend all yesterday afternoon with Miss Platt, running over some different school items, naturally.
Oh, yes, naturally. Well, I imagine it'll be good to have Abner back in the store helping you again, Lum.
Oh, yeah, I should say so. I never realized before just how much help Abner really was. I never was able to catch up on the delivers.
Well, I guess Abner and Elizabeth will be glad to be home again after being cooped up out there at the Johnson place for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they're more than likely the two happiest people in this whole town.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I can't stop any longer. When Abner comes in, tell him I was asking about him, Lum.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Wait a minute, though. There he... Oh, no, that's Grandpappy Spears. Thought for a minute that was Abner coming up out there.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll see you later, Lum. Good morning, Grandpappy.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. You just leaving?
Yes. I have a man waiting for me over at the office. He wants to look at a little piece of real estate. Well, so long, Lum.
Yeah, so long, Squire. Well, what you doing out so early, Grandpappy? Oh, I wanted to say hello to Abner. I ain't saw him since he got back. Well, he ought to be here directly. Jimmy, I bound you. He's glad to be back home again. Oh, he's tickled to death. I know he is. Yep, there's no place like home. I've always said that. I ain't had a decent checker game in 2 weeks now. I've had to play with Charlie Redfield, and there's an honest one critter that never drawed a chair to a checkerboard. Him and me's playing a game the other night over his place, Lum, and you know what that varmint done?
Wait a minute, Grandpappy. Honor comes old Abner now.
It looks good to see him coming up out there again. Looks natural.
Yeah,
we ought to have a celebration of some kind. This is a happy day for all of us.
Yeah, you might just as well close up, Lum. Abner will be so tickled you never will get no work out of him.
No, that's right. He won't be no count for the day.
Hi, grannies, get in here, Abner, old boy. Yeah, how are the pigeon-toed heck are you, Abner?
Hello.
Sit down here and let me look at your spavin-legged face, Abner. It's good to see them goat whiskers again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What in the world's the matter with you, Abner? Look like you lost your best friend.
I do.
Yeah. We thought you'd be so happy to get back home, you wouldn't be able to hardly control yourself.
Don't mention that word home to me, Lum.
Huh?
Home, trouble.
Well, what's the matter?
Trouble in the home.
Well, what is the big trouble?
My woman, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I believe she hates and despises me, Lum. She's still blaming me for ruining her trip to Texas to see Aunt Agatha.
Well, that weren't your fault, exactly.
She says it is. Fact is, she claims that I got them measles on a purpose.
Oh, she does?
Yes, sir. She says that when we were first out there at the Johnson's place waiting for a ride to the county seat, that I hung around that little Johnson youngin' with the measles till I got 'em myself. Just done it deliberate.
Oh, sassy France. Nobody's gonna take the measles on a purpose.
Why, I know, but you try to talk to Elizabeth about that. She says that she might even separate me.
Oh, my goodness.
Trouble in the home. That's all I got. Trouble in the H-O-M home. I've got it.
Well, now, Abner, it ain't as bad as you're trying to make out. Elizabeth ain't going to separate you.
She says she is.
Well, she said that before. But you know she's never done it.
Yeah, but she's serious this time, I believe, Mom. She says that I deliberately kept her from seeing her Aunt Agatha.
Well, confidential, Abner, did you?
Why, no, of course I never.
I mean, on a purpose.
No, sir. I almost wish now I had, though. After all the joint I've taken, I wish I'd done something to deserve all of it.
Well, now, Abner, that ain't no way to talk.
Oh.
The thing first to do is look this situation right smack in the face and try to straighten things out. I'll be glad to help you.
Well, what do you think I've been trying to do for the last 2 days? But nothing I do or say does any good, Lon. It just keeps getting worse. Trouble in the home, that's what I've got.
Well, you just wasn't using the right approach. That's always been your trouble, Abner. These things can be patched up all right.
I don't know how. I've tried everything I know that. Even this morning, I carried her axe right out to the woodpile for her. And she never even as much as thanked me for it.
Jiminy, that's bad.
No, sir.
That's bad.
She even told Papa to tell me that if I want some wood chopped, I better chop it myself.
Well, now, that's carrying things away yonder too for her.
Why, sure, that shows right there she cares nothing for me. What if I got to splitting up that wood out there and chopped her foot off?
Yeah.
She don't think about that, though.
Yeah.
No, wants me to chop the wood, yeah.
That's the trouble. Woman oughtn't to say that to no man, no matter what he's doing.
No. I tell you, man, it's just awful.
Well, have you sat down and had a good heart-to-heart talk with her?
Talk with her? I can't even get within talking range of her, Mom. I go out in the kitchen, I'm so busy dodging cooking pans, I couldn't talk no way. And even if I hollered, she couldn't hear me with all that racket. Did you ever hear a stew pan hit a stove pipe?
Well, yeah, I know that's bad.
Well, you can't hear nothing.
I still think if you told her you wanted to sit down and have a nice, quiet talk with her, she'd listen to reason.
No. She won't listen to reason or nothing else. Fact is, she ain't even speaking to me.
Not speaking to you?
No, she ain't.
Well, is that good or bad, Abner?
Well, it's sort of bad, Grandpap.
Well, ain't that better than having her having to sit around there and listen to all that jaw flapping?
Well, now, there's a peculiar thing. All the time she was yapping at me, I'd have give anything to have her hash up for just 5 minutes. But now, since she's closed up like a clam, it's the most uncomfort feeling I've ever had.
I know just how you feel. Oh, I know when Charity gets mad at me and I go around the place and she don't say nothing, it just worries the life out of me.
Yeah.
If she's talking and fussing at me, I know how she feels.
Yeah, that's the trouble. They hash up, you don't know. It's just like waiting for a storm to break.
I know it.
Mom, can I move in with you for a while?
Move in with me?
Yes, sir. There just ain't no living with that woman the way she's carrying on.
Granny's, Abner, and that place of mine's awful small. I don't believe you'd be happy there.
I'd be happy anywhere that somebody'd speak to me in a nice tone of voice.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be no good place for you to sleep there.
I don't care.
I got that folding cot, but I don't know where it's at, and it's so hard to figure out how to put
I'll figure it out. Anything will be better than trying to sleep on that little couch over there in our parlor.
Well, Abner, I just don't think you'd be happy there.
Oh, yeah.
My cooking's been getting awful bad lately.
I don't care.
Worse, I might say.
I don't care.
Well, I think the thing for you to do, Abner, is to have a talk with Elizabeth tonight when you go home for supper. Take her a box of peanut brittle or chocolate-covered cherries.
Mom, there ain't no use in me going home for supper because she won't cook it for me.
She won't?
No, sir. She told Papa to tell me that. Fact is, she told him to holler at me.
Well, now, she's carrying things too far.
Oh, yeah. Trouble in the home. Trouble. T-R-O-Trouble in the home. That's what I've got. I've got it.
Well, the thing for you to do is to call that woman up and tell her that if supper ain't on that table when you get home tonight, you're going to turn right around and walk out of there and never come back.
She won't listen to me, Mom.
Well, make her listen to you. Show her that you're the master, that you ain't going to stand for no priddle-prattle.
You think that'd do any good?
Well, you'd be surprised how much good that'll do. Just let her know that you're the one that's running things around there.
I'm running.
Sure that you're the boss. I bound you she'll love it. From then on, she'll do anything you say.
She will.
Yeah, I believe Lum's right there, Abner. I know that's the way I run things over at my place.
That charity steps.
Doggett, I'm willing to try anything to get this business straightened out. I know I can't go on living this way for
long. Well, get on the phone there, Abner, right this minute.
I sure hope this works. I hope that.
Well, stand up closer to the mouthpiece there, Abner. She can't throw nothing at you over the telephone.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah. You reckon I ought to disguise my voice so she'll listen to me?
Well, no, that wouldn't help none, because she wouldn't know it was you talking.
Oh, yeah, Doggett, I'll tell her. This time she just carried things a little bit far enough. Hello? Miss Peabody?
Be firm now.
This is Mr. Peabody.
That's the time.
Mr. Peabody.
That's the way to
do it. Well, now, just a minute, Tissy. Huh? Would you listen to me? If there ain't no supper on the table when I get home tonight, I know that I'm going to turn right around and walk out of that house and never come back.
That's killing her.
Huh? Oh! Doggy, she's going to break that receiver doing that someday.
What'd she say?
She said that was the best news she'd heard in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Getting back to that suggest I was making, Lum.
Oh, now it starts for me.
What the?
Trouble in the home. Trouble in the home.